GS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you, 404. If you're listening on the legendary 1120 AM, thank you, but you can do better. You can go to 98.7 FM if you're anywhere between the rivers, anywhere near the corridor, Highway 40, Highway 44, and of course, Odyssey.com. You can stream like I do in my car. You can download podcasts, and you can listen to like thousands of other podcasts and radio stations across the country. That's Odyssey.com. Michael Calhoun is here with us. Going to do some half wits. Thanks for doing this. We always appreciate it.
Yeah. I've had 98.7 halfway to Mount Vernon.
Have you really?
In Illinois. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
I think it was a good day, but.
Yeah, that's good. I have Michael Calhoun questions for you.
Oh, boy.
No. They're easy ones, so you're going to know the answer to these.
Do I get points for these?
You know what?
This is the trivia.
You do.
Hey, this is the trivia.
I'll ask you the Michael Calhoun questions.
Okay.
No, I'm just curious.
Let's get Marie in for those.
Like, I watched. Yeah, that was the. That's one of the
that
freakiest thing that's ever happened. That was like twins speaking to each other.
We got to do that again.
Yeah, they're like the twins in Minority Report laying in the pool of goo. No, like, I watch what you guys do out there, and it's very impressive, but it makes no sense to me. Like, on any given day, like, what are your challenges? Do you have a certain number of stories you have to file? Are you working on things multiple days usually?
You know, some stories do cross over multiple days. I think it's just trying to figure out what to cover, who to get out there to cover it, or do we get a phone call going? Is there a stream of something that's going on? How many reporters today? Where's the stuff happening? Is it, down the street? Do we do live hits? Does the reporter focus more on a web story or getting tweets out there or video? So it's really just each day kind of saying, all right, what's happening today, and what's the best way to sift through it? Who do we need to talk to explain it, or do we need to submit a sunshine request? It's what's fun about it is it's different every day.
So I, after 24 years, understand basically. When I drive home at night, I know if I did a good show or if I knew I left a little bit on the field, I could have done a better show. Like, what controls whether you have a quote-unquote good day or bad day at KMOX?
Man, I'd say just about every day is a good day.
That's good.
You know?
That's really good.
Got great people who are... That's the great thing about working here is, especially, it's not just that you've worked with everybody for so long. So, you know, it's been 15 years with Maria. We can finish each other's sentences. We can, toss to her for a live hit, and you just know what she's going to do, and it's going to be great. But even the new people who've come in are just really impressive, and there's a lot of trust. There's a lot, people know what to do, and they just get to it, and it's great.
And what does it mean, like, when you walk into KMOX, we have all these pictures of Jack Buck and all these old news people, and they become, you don't see them because we see them every day. Do you every now and then just, like, see one of the old news OGs and go, like, I have a lot to live up to?
Yeah, I think about that when I think about Bob Hamilton or Bill Reeker, who I spent, that's who I grew up with here at KMOX. So I'm constantly thinking, all right, how would they make this decision, or how would they approach this? Or, would Bill break in for severe weather, or what would he do? So, yeah.
That's cool.
Which again, that's part of this institution where it's kind of like a public trust that's passed down over the years. And one generation teaches the next generation, and that's KMOX.
That's very cool. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Michael starts with 10 points. Okay. Here we go.
That's the way half-wits works.
The answer is always he would go into storm mode. So
yes. Yes. Okay. First question. And by the way, for all of you listening out there, the basic rules of half-wits, it's just a trivia game. The questions are all quite gettable. Play along in your cars or at home. And in the first round, we have the boof, which is if I ask a question and Michael Calhoun does not know the answer, but he's pretty sure that Andrew doesn't know it, he can throw it to Andrew. In the second round, you have the double boof where the same thing holds, but Andrew can either throw it back to Michael or to Rachel. Here we go. So the single boof is in effect. Within 10... how many bones are in the human body?
Andrew.
Yes.
Isn't it like 150 something?
No, it's not. Sorry.
All right, well.
Anyone else want a crack at it?
No.
206.
Okay.
How's that line up close with what you're thinking?
I was thinking 180.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
I was going to say $1. Because I had no idea.
In what galaxy do we live?
Well, Michael?
Yes.
Milky Way.
Boom.
There you go.
Increases his lead to 20. What are, by the way, there are 5 points for each of these. What are the five senses?
Andrew.
Yes.
Sight, sound, touch, taste, smell.
Very good. 225. No, actually to 15 because you were at minus 10. what are diamonds made of?
Rachel.
Yes.
Coal?
I'm going to plead ignorance on this. The answer is carbon, which I think is coal's a form of carbon. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play.
There's someone out there who works with carbon who is like, you could not be any more.
We've got
wrong.
A PSA running. One of those, like, you know, you can do it kind of public service announcements. And it's like if a diamond can go through all the pressure of being, you know, pressed
you
from coal into, yeah.
Well, there you go. It's coal.
What is a group of crows called?
Rachel.
Yes.
A murder.
A murder. You are tied with Michael Calhoun. Who gave the United States the Statue of Liberty?
Rachel.
Rach.
France.
France. Very good. Within 10 miles per hour, how fast can a cheetah run?
Andrew.
Yes.
75.
That is on the dot.
Yeah. Nice. Good job.
Very nice. To 25. A pickle is made from which fruit or vegetable?
Rachel.
Yes.
Cucumber.
Good. Within 10%, what percent of the human body is made up of water?
Rachel.
Yes.
80.
No.
Oh, goodness.
Goodness gracious.
Michael?
Yeah.
40?
No. Andrew, you want to take a shot?
Andrew?
Sure.
60.
On the dot.
Oh, hey. Look at this and his accurate
guesses.
Just
split it right down the middle.
Yeah. I literally just split it right down the middle.
What colors mix to make green?
Rachel.
Yes.
Blue and yellow.
See?
I'm just getting the very easy ones.
Well, no, I know that, but when I read it, I was like, I have no idea.
I was going to say red and yellow.
These are the basic third grade things. I swear, I'm not exaggerating. If I just went in cold, I couldn't pass seventh grade. I'm not kidding. Like, I read, like, astrophysics for fun and things like that. But if someone asked me to, like, calculate the tip at dinner, I'm like,
We've done Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader a few times. And when they get to fifth grade, it's like, well, at the Battle of Thermopylae, how many men? And it's like, no one knows this.
Okay, this one I need on the dot. In what year did Christopher Columbus first reach the Americas?
Rachel.
Yes.
1492.
And I said in my head, sailed the ocean blue, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
The only reason I know it.
Exactly. Within one, how many colors are there in the rainbow?
Andrew.
Yes.
7.
Again, on the dot. When he knows, he knows. What are you doing answering the phone?
There's a guy on the phone.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Ask a stupid question.
That cuts out.
What is
third
a
of the competition.
Supernova? What is happening in a supernova?
Michael, is the star collapsing?
Boom, there you go. Oh, Michael's at 30, Andrew's at 50, Rach in the lead at 60. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Man, she's fast today. Off the...
Been watching a lot of Jeopardy, Dave. It's been helping me train.
How do you think you'd do on that?
Halfwits. Not great.
Yeah.
I am really great at Jeopardy, but I tried to watch the Tournament of Champions. I was there.
I get it. I know.
Beloved listeners. But the Tournament of Champions is way harder. And I looked like an idiot in front of my dad and my wife because I was trying to show them how good I was.
God, that must have been so unique.
It was uniquely embarrassing because I don't usually come with that much confidence. And boy, did I get all of them wrong.
What is the chemical symbol for gold?
Andrew.
Yes.
AU.
Impressive.
That's why they call him the golden boy.
What does a sommelier specialize
Rachel,
in?
Rachel, wine.
She's just too quick. What is the largest ocean on Earth?
Rachel.
Yeah.
Pacific. I feel like we just had that question.
And no boofs. No one's boofed yet.
Oh, yeah.
What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Andrew.
Yes.
Michael.
Saturn.
Ooh, wrong. So you get the points and Michael loses them. That's a big swing right there.
Is it Jupiter?
Jupiter. Where the girls are stupider.
where the boys were stupider.
That's not how I heard it.
That's not what I remember either.
That is not how I heard it. Which continent is known as the land down under?
Rachel.
Huh?
Australia.
It's getting boring.
Because of that Men at Work bumper song we always play.
How many meters are in a kilometer?
Andrew.
Could you say that with less confidence?
Is it 1,000?
It is 1,000.
Wow, okay. I thought that sounded like way too much.
You're like, wow, I'm impressed with myself. Damn. Which continent is the country of Morocco a part of?
Rachel. Mm-hmm. This is going to be really bad if it's wrong, but Africa?
No, that's right.
Okay. Well, it's like, you go out on a limb and you take a guess. It's like, I don't know.
Pretty sure it's an American thing.
What is the world's highest mountain peak?
Michael Everest.
Very good.
There you go. Oh,
okay.
I was like, that's too obvious.
Isn't yeah.
That's what I thought,
too. Problem sometimes is it's like, well, is this
sometimes
really
you feel like it's too easy.
Yeah.
It's usually not. What are the bones in your spine called?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Vertebrae.
Rachel is at 100. Andrew's at 80. Michael is at 60. Everything doubles now in the second round. Everything's worth 20. Which animal is the tallest in the world?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Giraffe.
Mr. Giraffe is correct. You are tied with Rach. What is the technical term for a lie detector?
Michael.
Oh. Michael.
Polygraph.
Polygraph is correct. You were right behind him at 80. One question away being tied. This one is going to be worth 50. You need to get them both right on the dot. What temperature does water boil at? You can give me Fahrenheit or Celsius.
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, that's freezes. 100.
100 what?
Fahrenheit.
Sorry.
Okay.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
He just went down to 50.
Yep, I answered too fast.
Anybody else?
100 Celsius?
Bam, there you go.
Nice.
It's so obvious, that's what you asked
so
me.
It's so obvious, exactly.
Celsius makes it easy, 0-100. None of this 32 business.
So Rach has 90, Andrew's down to 50, and Michael's up to 130. What shape is a stop sign?
Rachel.
Uh-huh.
It's an octagon, right?
It is an octagon at 120, right on Michael's heels. What gives plants their color?
Andrew.
Yes.
The chlorophyll.
The chlorophyll, he says, with renewed confidence. And he's to 70. What do paleontologists study?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Fossils.
Look at you.
he's showboating now.
You can tell he knows when he's got
I wanted to be one, but I wasn't smart enough.
Within five, because this sounds hard to me, how many dots are on one 6-sided die, on one dice, basically. How many dots are there?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
There is probably like 18.
I said within 5, 21.
Cool.
You are right there close to the lead.
Is Michael still in the lead?
Michael's still in the lead at 130.
I'm in second,
how many
Rachel.
Primary colors are there?
Oh. Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Nope.
Okay.
I would have gotten this one wrong. Anybody else want a piece? 3.
Mm.
Hmm. Is it just red, blue, and yellow?
I think that's it. Exactly. Yeah.
Huh.
The southern tip of which continent is closest to Antarctica?
Rachel.
Rach.
I'm going to say South America.
And you would be right. Mm. You are tied with Michael Calhoun.
Woo-hoo.
3 more questions. Everything is worth 20.
Okay.
What is a human's largest organ?
Rachel.
Yes.
Their epidermis.
Yes, very good. Very good. 150, you take the lead. Which planet is closest to the sun?
Michael.
Yep.
Mercury?
Mercury is correct. Ooh. You are tied with Rach.
Oh my gosh.
Final question. How many continents are there?
Rachel.
Yes.
7.
Oh, there it goes. Nicely done. She's so excited.
Thanks for applauding,
good.
Michael. That's so nice.
Good sportsmanship. We're not used to that in the DGS.
Yeah, usually we're all pouting by the end.
I know. Usually someone throws something when they lose.
Yeah, throwing something at the window.
Do you know why he laughs in that?
No.
At the very beginning, he accidentally sits down on a piano, and you hear this dissonant chord, and then he started laughing because he had messed up the recording, and they left it in.
Fun.
Cool? Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Fun fact? Mm-hmm. You want to hear about, you know how I'm semi-obsessed with really stupid sports that people make up?
Yes.
The last one was car jitsu, where two people get in the car, the driver's side, yes. and they have to fight until one of them submits or they pin them. Mm-hmm. There's a new one. It's called Lego Soccer. So you get on a pickleball court, you take down the net, so that's the size of the court. Mm-hmm. You set up soccer goals. You scatter Legos everywhere, and you take your shoes off, and you play soccer against each other with a bowling ball.
And this is a real sport that
people play. It's not like a sanctioned sport like pickleball, but there are enough people playing it that it's now becoming a thing.
I'm just trying to think how you would even kick the... I guess you would have to, with the bottom of your foot, just kind of push the bowling ball.
Yeah, therein lies the problem, because it's really hard to kick a bowling ball, mm-hmm. and it's really hard to walk or run on Legos, and people end up just cracking up.
Yeah, I think car jitsu sounds kind of interesting, but this one is one of those ones where it's like... It becomes like, it becomes a parody of itself, right? Because you're like, well,
who would win in car jitsu between you and Wheeler?
Boy.
He clashed the Titans.
I know.
You got the age on him.
He's got that low center of gravity, though.
But he's in a car.
For.
I feel like Wheeler's coming into it with more of a strategy than Andrew. Like, Andrew, no offense, I could see you just being like, I'll wing it. And Wheeler would be, like, preparing for it for days.
Yeah, I can. I think I could take
Wheeler's flipping himself from the front to the back of the Camaro. Let's go. Let's go. Rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. I really hated that Hall & Oates are fighting.
You know, it's not.
They're so
not
great.
Cool.
I was really embarrassed to like them for a long time. Then I found out that a bunch of my musician friends really were into Hall & Oates. I felt better.
They're great. Yeah.
They just did an ad for SNL coin. Something pretty cool happened. So with my mom in the situation she is, and I'm taking care of stuff, and I went to her house and picked up the mail. And anytime I'm at that house, I'm visiting with my mom. And so there I was by myself. And so I started looking through a bunch of my old things, and I found this like almost literal treasure chest, this little box that I hadn't seen for who knows how many decades, and some like Planet of the Apes cards and cool stuff like that. And I also found two $2 bills that I'm sure my dad bought for me in 1976. And so I'm like, oh, look at that. That's so cool. I kind of remember this. And, you know, thinking the $2 bills were fake. And no, they're not. They're actually, you know, denominations. So I Googled $2 bills from 1976. And depending on like the serial number and things like that, many of them are worth hundreds.
Wow.
Some are worth thousands.
Whoa.
Now, I'm sure with the way my luck's been running lately, my $2 bills be worth a dollar a piece or something like that.
Yeah, right.
But that's kind of neat.
They're worth $1.99.
Really cool.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something.
How do you find that out?
Yeah, you go to like to SNL Coin or Midwest Coin or Scotsman. Yeah. Although I'm always just like, this really is no comment on them. Anyone in that business is comment on me. I always feel like, how do I know you're telling me?
Right.
Yeah.
How do I know that when I walk out of here, you're not going to high five?
Right.
One time I had someone paid me when I was a lawyer. They paid me a $500 retainer with a $500 bill. And I ran and took it to my bank. Like, I just shut everything down because I'm like, I'm rich. This idiot just gave me a $500 bill, and they offered me $501 for it.
And that's a stupid question, but that's just for collectors, right? That's they're willing to pay more?
Yeah. I mean, they're real money. You can
right.
spend
it. Right,
you
can use it.
But yeah, but those kind of weird denominations, typically collectors, you know, snake them away and just wait for them to turn into something.
Man, I remember so well whenever they released they did the quarters in all 50 states.
Yeah.
And
everyone got nuts over that.
My oh, my dad yeah. was super into it, and he got the booklets for me and my brother. And I still remember like the little paper slot that you put it into. Mm-hmm.
I remember.
I have mine.
My dad was a coin collector, and I remember so well him sitting at the kitchen table with whatever it was. Stacks of quarters or, you know, nickels or what have you, and helping him put them in those little paper things and crimping them at the end.
And then in like the 90s, you get yourself a coin sorter and it's like, this is a game changer.
Yeah,
this is
cool.
The coolest thing I've ever owned in my life. Where it puts it in the paper.
Those States quarters, not worth too much.
No.
The Susan B. Anthony's were cool. Do you guys remember, it was when we were at Emmis and we would take the Metrolink, there was some, a gold coin came out. Was it Sacagawea?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Dollar. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
I miss that. All right, let's play some more Hall & Oates.